If we go back to the beginning of the chapter, there's such a beautiful and powerful idea. The Malbim explains on this pasuk that David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Mimira. Of David, Hashem is my light and my salvation, whose shall I fear? Says the Malbim that this whole chapter is explaining how Hashem's Hashkacha, His providence, depends on our level of Dveikus, our level of attachment to Him. A person who is constantly attached to Hashem will be the beneficiary of Hashem's constant providence. As such, no harm will befall them. That's why the pasuk continues with David HaMelech saying, he'll have no fear. The Rambam, in his Guide for the Perplexed in the Moreh Nevi'im, explains that the tzaddik is only susceptible to harm once their minds are detached from thinking about Hashem and they turn away from Avodas Hashem. And therefore, and then this is absolutely crucial at this time of year. Amongst the many requests we make of Hashem, there's one that ought to be our main focus, namely that we develop a constant relationship with Him. That's what's going on here. David HaMelech is davening to Hashem, and we're using his words to express our feelings too. David HaMelech davens, he begs, begs Hashem to remove all the circumstances and all the factors that can take us away from this most central and important goal of developing a constant sense of attachment to Hashem. That's what it's about. Talk about Hashem being Ori V'Yishi, being our light. And Rosh Hashanah is a day of light. But you know, there's something else about light. Yes, it illuminates. But if a light shines too bright, it can be blinding. You can't look into the sun. If the light is too bright, it will blind us. What do you have to do? You have to prepare yourself. Get the right equipment. Gradually sensitize ourselves to a brighter light. It's impossible to expect us to be focused and switched on to Rosh Hashanah, to be able to receive the light, the aur of Rosh Hashanah, unless we prepare ourselves for it first. This is what it's all about. The Malbim, as opposed to things that we've seen before, the Malbim says, the difference between Yira and Pachad, which we might describe as fear and dread, says that Yira is the fear of that which is known. Pachad possibly because Yira and Re'iyah, seeing, is the same thing. And Pachad is the fear of the unknown. And therefore he says as following, L'David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Mimira. Of David Hashem is my light and salvation, who shall I fear? Hashem Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Evchad. Hashem is my life's strength, who shall I dread? Since Hashem is my light and my salvation, I'm not afraid of someone who may attack me at night, since Hashem is my light. I'm not afraid of those enemies that are more numerous than me, because Hashem is my salvation. Nor am I afraid of those who plan to attack me in secret, because Hashem is my life's strength. The point is absolutely crucial and vital. A person who's attached to Hashem, and he carries on through the next psukim, when the evildoers approach me to devour my flesh, my tormentors and foes are against me. It's they who stumble and fall. If an army were to besiege me, my heart wouldn't fear. If war to arise against me, in this I trust. The idea is whenever anything arises against me, whether it's in secret, whether it's their own benefit, or just to cause me harm, since Hashem is my life's strength, it is them that will fall apart and stumble, not me. A person that's attached to Hashem is able to maintain their sense of clarity and confidence. This sense of security of Hashem as Ori V'Yishi is betachon. This is the way that we live and make it real. Making our emunah real, that's what Elul is all about. That's what this parak is teaching us.